afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bringing the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
I had to give it a second go because I was too busy listening to the clip from the second movie of Harry Potter where Mrs. Weasley says, "Where have you been? Bed's empty, car gone, no notes. You could have died. You could have been killed." And Harry, I don't blame you, dear. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back. I hope that you've all been doing well. It's been since October 30th was the last time we had last spoke, and that episode was on the importance of relationships, and then I went silent. And a friend of mine texted me last week, and he said, "Why has it been so long since you podcasted?" And I started to type and ended up saying, in the end, it doesn't really matter what I say to you, because no matter what I say, it's going to be an excuse. And so I'm not here to give you this or that or one thing or the other of why it's been a month since we've last spoke. But I do want to talk about where I've been, where I hope things will go. And I know that this is something I did a couple months ago. I revived the podcast, if you will, and I said I'm going to try to make sure that I am bringing weekly episodes, and yet again I've fallen off. And so I was doing some self-reflecting over the past few weeks of why is it that when I started it was so easy to do it week after week, and it's not that I don't enjoy it, right? If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't even be recording this. I would have given up a long time ago. I've been doing this since February of 2018. I've had a few different hiatuses, whatever the plural of hiatus is. I've had a few of those. And every time I keep coming back. And I come back for a number of reasons. Number one, I enjoy doing this. I really do. I enjoy talking to people. But that's kind of where I've been demotivated lately. Not demotivated in the sense of wanting to talk to people, but it gets demotivating when you work to set guests up and then And let me just say, I'm not calling anyone out here. I was talking to my friend, and he thought I was calling him out as well when him and I were talking about this. And I said, this isn't directed at you. This isn't directed at anyone in particular. But what happens is you set up a time, you set up an interview, and then people either cancel or they just don't show up. And it really starts to take a toll on you after a while. And not just that piece, but the other thing that I had talked with this friend about is you can only go for so long with having ideas, right? And it's gotten me this far, where if I haven't had a guest, I usually can come up with something to talk about, something that is top of mind, some sort of topic. But even that starts to get difficult when you are doing just that and that alone week after week. And so that's where I've been. It's just been really draining, and that's not what this was ever meant to be. This wasn't meant to be draining. It was meant to be fun. It was meant to be exciting, to be genuine and real and candid, and to bring you the stories of other people, to bring you guests. And not to say that this podcast is nothing without its guests, But in a way, it really is nothing without having a guest on. And it makes it a lot easier, too, because in those moments when I am busy, when I look at the past few weeks, but even the past couple of months overall, the fall has always been busy for me. It is no secret, nor is it well kept, because I could never well keep it, that I am a big University of Michigan fan. In fact, I'm staring at a pin that I got from Disney. This is probably when my wife and I went back in 2019, and it's a Michigan pin, actually, of Mickey running to catch a football. It's got the Michigan logo on it, and I have it right here at my desk, along with my pin that you would wear on your chest of the Big Ten championship game when I went last year. I just do so much traveling in the fall that it also makes it a lot easier when I can connect with a guest, and it just hasn't been happening lately. And the other reason that I continue to do this podcast is because I know the impact it has. I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, I really appreciated this. This is something that really connected with me, or I really appreciated what so-and-so said about X, Y, and Z. It was also very humbling to see that I have a large amount of listeners. Spotify Wrapped came out, and in previous years, I haven't had enough momentum, if you will, or I haven't had enough activity on the podcast for it to create a Spotify Wrapped for me. However, this year was a different story. I had the most new listeners in Australia. I don't know anyone in Australia. I don't even know how you people found out about this podcast, but thanks for listening. We had 33 fans where I was a top 10 podcast, 22 fans where we made it into the top 5, and 9 fans who we were the number one podcast for. And to that, I say thank you. I created 524 minutes of content this year and gained 53% new followers on Spotify. And in case you were wondering, why don't we put a bow on this? The top episode of the year was episode 138, GMYBBB. That's Good Morning, You Bad Beautiful Biscuit, but not biscuit. Featuring Kevin Cooney. Kevin Cooney from TikTok with his morning alarms. I also had Hallie, but how'd she say it? Butafuso on the podcast as well. Another TikTok sensation. I look back and I'm proud of the work that I've done to this point. You know, I've been thinking a lot about, do I continue the podcast? What direction of the podcast do I go? I remember when I think I used to do every other week, actually, when I first started the podcast. Yeah, I did every other week for a while, actually, now that I think about it. And at some point I said, okay, it has to be every week. It has to be consistent. I remember switching the day of the week, trying to figure out what day was going to work the best. And so I've been thinking about that again. Don't worry, we're not changing for Mondays, I decided. All that to say, I need guests to help me drive this podcast forward. So if you are interested, or if you know someone who would be interested or have a great story, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. You can always reach out to me on Instagram, TrentSpeaks on Instagram. But let me just tell you this. I've done some outreach in the past couple of months. I've done some outreach and I've failed. I've set up interviews and I've failed. But like I said, I believe this podcast has a purpose. And I've always said, even if there were only one person listening to the podcast, I would still do the podcast for that one person. So to all of you listening, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's full damn steam ahead. I will keep working my butt off to try and get guests on this podcast. I will do whatever I can to find that motivation again, because I like talking to all of you. I like bringing you the content. I like hearing that it's been impactful as I hoped it ever would be from the beginning. I hope you have a great rest of your year. And I promise you, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.